I am very happy to admit that I am a political nerd. I'm a political tragic, and as a political tragic, I keep a very close eye on one thing above all else when it comes to elections, both federal and state, and that is, what are the online bookies saying? Online bookies are a better predictor, research has shown, they are a better predictor of election outcomes than traditional polls. We know how they can get it wrong, don't we? One man who knows all about that is Felix von Hoff from Sportsbet. He's here to give us an update on where Sportsbet is at in terms of the federal election. Who do they predict is going to win? When do they predict the election will be held? And who might lead Labor if Albo doesn't win at the election? Felix, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you, Gavin. Looking forward to being here. Of course, we made that massive blunder when we paid out early on the election, but you never know. Hopefully, we can get it somewhat right this year.
Well, that was one of surely the first times that an online bookie has got politics wrong, because my understanding is, and there has been official research done on this, that online bookies are often the most accurate caller of an election result. Forget about opinion polls. We know how off the polls can be, news polls or whatever they're called these days. But the online bookies, people put their money where their vote is, it seems.
There is, but sometimes if you saw some of the people we have run around the office, the yahoos we've got making the odds, then you might rethink it on election day, especially with the US election. It was getting pretty wild in there. But yes, when there's money involved, we usually like to keep it spot on.
Keep it pretty spot on. The federal election does need to be held in about 10 months or so. What is Sportsbet saying about when that election might be held?
So May 2022. Is the current favourite in the market. So they're trying to push that one back. That would be the last month that you'd be able to have it right now. So a lot of love there. But recently, just over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a bit of cash coming for March 2022. So that's currently at $5. So punters sort of thinking that March could be a way, but the bookies definitely were sitting with May 2022 still as the favourite in that one.
With May 2022. All right, very interesting. Now, the big question, of course, is Labor or the coalition, you know, what's been the betting in recent weeks and months, and where are we at now?
Yeah, well, it's been an absolute roller coaster. You talk about rolling lockdowns and all this sort of stuff that's had an effect on it. Now, Labor came into favouritism for the first time in a long, long time a couple of months back. They got all the way down into $1.82. Now, the coalition at one point were $1.30. They're now out to $1.85, but they are favourites. And I'll tell you what, you go and buy $100 million worth of submarines, and surely you're going to move yourself into favourites. We love our subs that much. So the coalition back into favouritism now at $1.85. Labor pushing back out to $1.95. But it was a pretty wild time there. We definitely didn't expect to see Labor hit the favourites tag at any time during this election cycle, but it's starting to level a bit out now.
Still very close, though, isn't it? $1.85 against $1.95, very, very close. The other interesting field I saw there you're running a book on is the next Labor leadership. We would have to assume, of course, that Albo will lead Labor into this election, as Sportsbet's predicting in May is the current hot prediction. But interestingly, the Labor leadership, some interesting names there. Who would take over after Albo, particularly if Labor loses? There's often the leader has to fall on their sword. What have you got there in terms of who might lead Labor after Albo?
Well, Tanya, definitely we've got Albo to be the leader at $1.50. So a lot of people still expecting, and not a huge amount of cash flowing for anyone else here. So you can be pretty confident that Albo will still be in charge there. But Tanya Plibersek coming in at $2. Christina Keneally, seen a bit of drama about her seat over there in New South Wales, potentially. She's at $3.50 to get in there. Jim Chalmers, $5.50. Chris Bowen out there at $10. So now we've already made a mistake on Bill Shorten in the past. Not sure we're going to be paying out on this one early. He's at $15 to be able to take over. So I think we're pretty safe there. We'll probably roll with Albo.
It'll go with Albo. All right. Very, very interesting. Something to keep an eye on over the coming months. As you said, some big announcements just this week that no doubt will nudge those odds in different directions. Felix von Hoff from Sportsbet, thanks so much for being on the King Review today.
Thanks, mate. Enjoyed it.